Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. At the Speedway in Indianapolis this weekend, the operative phrase will be, gentlemen and maybe ladies, start your engines. Across Kentucky and the nation, in backyards and on decks, it'll more likely be, weekend chefs, start your grills.
Memorial Day, it's kind of the unofficial start to the big grilling season, so everybody's getting out the grills and getting ready to socialize. You know, I saw a funny thing on the internet the other day that said, no one has friends over to microwave, and I thought, that is so true. There's no better way to socialize during good weather than over the grill, and we have lots of different tips and tricks for grilling beef.
Kaya Twisselman with the Kentucky Beef Council stays up with trends and has some thoughts on your choice for the grill.
There's lots of different cuts to choose from. It really depends on what your style is. Some of the cuts that we like to recommend are the strip steak, the flank, and the ribeye. And the ribeye is really known as being one of, it's America's favorite cut of beef. And it's very versatile, and you can add different flavors to it depending on what you like. But it's one of the best cuts that we like to recommend here, is the ribeye for Memorial Day weekend.
We present today's story a few days ahead of the weekend, as many grocers this week feature Memorial Day beef specials. There are some great cooking and buying tips on their website. One, 6 ways to save on beef. Check it out at kybeef.org. We'll be right back.
The federal government provides $150 billion a year to make higher education possible for anyone. Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share. But an estimated $40 million in financial aid is left on the table each year by Kentucky students. Don't let that happen to you.
Fill out the new and improved FAFSA today. Visit knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter, #knowhowtopayky. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
We're back with the Kentucky Beef Council's Kaya Twisselman here on Beefing Up Your Burgers.
We like to recommend an 80-20 mix, an 80% lean muscle to 20% fat. And the reason for that is because it's going to really help that patty stay together. If you are wanting to do a little bit more of a lean burger and you want to use like a 90-10, you can always add in some breadcrumbs or some oatmeal to kind of give it some more stick togetherness.
Their website is a go-to guide for ideas on cut selection and purchasing and safety tips on beef handling in the kitchen and on the grill.
When you're using a meat thermometer, it's important that you use your tongs to pick that piece of beef up off of the heat source. You're going to insert your meat thermometer horizontally into the thickest part of the cut of beef. And for steaks and roasts, you're going to want that internal temperature to reach about 145 for medium rare. And for burgers, it's going to be about 160 degrees internally.
And we hope you have a great Memorial Day weekend with the family and friends around the grill. And if you need backup, their website is kybeef.org. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.